Now, Jess, we have to come back down to Earth with a bump for you.
Hello, naked scientists. My name's Karen, calling from Hollywood, California, and I got a pretty stinky question for you. How would you best remove flatulence from an automobile by opening a combination of windows and sunroof? Hey, thanks for your help. Take care.
I thought, but Jess, never in your whole career did you think that you would be coming to reach this moment, to apply the rules of physics and fluid dynamics to ventilate a car.
Especially to be asked from California. I think that's brilliant. So there's obviously a few different issues here about how you get a fart out of a car. And one of them is about which windows you choose to open. The other one is what kind of temperature the fart is at, as disgusting as that sounds, because that affects how quickly it expands when it comes out into the atmosphere. And then the other one is which kind of gases are in the air already. So when the fart occurs, it comes out, it expands, it moves forward to the kind of front of the car, because that's a region of lower pressure if you're moving along, because the higher pressure region is at the back.
Why is that?
Because the air is accelerating forward, so it's pushing backwards, increasing the pressure at the back.
You're assuming the car is getting faster.
I'm assuming here that
the air is being left behind a bit inside the car, so the fart's going to make its way towards the front.
So the driver
is going to experience it more than the
back
seat.
Well, that's just made me realise the worst thing you can do when someone farts in the car is try and accelerate away from it.
Yeah, so you should put the brakes on. Is that what you're saying?
It is, Jess, the worst thing you can do. And if you're in the passenger seat and you're the one who's done the fart, it's going to be very obvious very quickly, because it's going to go forward to the driver. And if you try and open the windows, which is what you'd probably try and do, there's interesting things that happen with kind of fluid flow. And you'd think if you were this little air particle in the car, you'd want to rush out, right? As soon as you get outside, you realise very quickly that the air there is not actually at the lower pressure that you assumed it was at, and it's much lower pressure inside the car. So the air there isn't moving with you. It's outside. So you rush back into the car. So the smell doesn't leave if you just open one of the windows, which
right.
I think is super interesting.
More than one window, then?
So I think to get this fart out, Karen in California, you have to slightly open the front window and open the back window so that you create a kind of flow through the car. This really interesting, you can get really interesting graphics of it, of kind of turbulent flow going through these two open windows.
I'm forming a few mental images right now, actually.
And then, I'm not going to make any judgment here. You could also get smart materials to make your car seats out of that actually absorb odours. So smart materials are materials that have a function when you do something to them. So materials like ones that you can jump up and down on, and then they produce electricity, kind of piezoelectric materials. But you can also get clever ones that can trap the smells. So smells are usually kind of carbon-based molecules, and you can get ones that get trapped in the fabric so you don't smell those at all. So that is one option. But the other option is obviously also doing this with the windows.
Okay, so a front window open a bit, a back window open a bit,
yeah,
and that should achieve the right pressure differential to vent the fart.
Entirely right.
Jess, fartologist, thank you very much.
Thanks for that, Imperial.
Yeah.
That training.